waited all week, and it's finally here. Time to strap on your tool belt, plug in your drill, and get ready to fix it with America's favorite home improvement show, Around the Home and More. And now it's time to learn from the experts. Here are your hosts, Kevin and John.
Hey, 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 everybody. Well, wherever you are, sun is up, it's shining, and you are in your shop with us, the Home Pro Guys. Well, Kevin, my friend, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. A little technical difficulty with my headset, but What's that?
It's over.
All right, you're listening to Around Home More. John and Kevin, we are the Home Pro Guys. 866-702-1300 or aroundthehomemore.com. Serving your needs. John, I got to tell you, today's sponsors, I got to tell you, these are great folks. You got a lot of things going on. I'm looking at the weekend planner list, and I'm kind of concerned, John. I don't think it's big enough. I think we need more, and more from you. Can you help me out with more?
That's the question that's always posed to me, Kevin, is you always want more.
I do want more. Little sunshine, little jingle, little jangle.
It's that time of year. And speaking of that time of year, it is now time for who is the sponsor to today's show?
Oh, VisitationSupervisors.com is always a sponsor of this show, John.
Right on.
Yeah.
And our phone supporters today are?
Well, I got to tell you, John, phone supporters are Advantage Commercial Brokers. When you're ready to retire, Advantage Commercial Brokers are ready to help you with your exit strategy. Online at acbrokersinc.com. Advantage Brokers, Commercial Brokers are ready to expand your horizons.
And it sounds like I need to call them now because I'm ready to exit.
Are you ready?
Looking
for that exit, driving down that road.
Looking for that exit right now, and if you are to, give them a call. Hey, it's now time for Weekend Planner with the Home Pro Guys. Yeah. So, Kevin, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
We've got all sorts of things going on outside. Yeah. Wind.
Yeah.
Rain.
Yeah.
Blowing. The leaves are gone. It is time to put the yard to sleep finally and get ready for winter.
You know, I noticed that. I was really happy when I came home. I was looking outside, and I was looking at all of the leaves that are gone. They're all gone. I don't have to clean it up anymore, hardly. Well, I just got a little maintenance left.
I know, but there's a little bit left that you need to do to get ready for the onslaught for winter coming up.
Yeah.
And it's that time of year when you should do the final cleaning in your yard, the final raking, make sure your roses are cut, make sure everything is put away.
Roses?
Everything.
Really?
You've got to get your yard ready for winter.
Yeah.
So next spring, bammo, it can come alive and be ready to be beautiful all next summer.
I think you should come over and do that. I think that should be on your weekend planner. I won't be there, but I think you should come on over.
Leave the gate unlocked for me.
And leave your leave your rig by there. You know, it's like bring your tractor with your backhoe attachment and your box scraper and the key, of course.
Yeah, of course, you'll show up home and go, "There's been giant moles in my yard. What's going on?"
No,
it was just me.
And just make sure it's filled up, and you leave an extra, fiber of gas. I think that would be great.
A fiber of gas?
5 gallons, John.
Oh, an extra 5 gallons of
gas. Yeah, it used to be, a fiver was, five spot was $5, but I don't think fiver will fill up.
Do you remember when you were young and you'd go to the gas station, you'd put a dollar of gas in your car, and you could drive around, like, all day?
You mean you don't do that now?
Well, it just
gets me
from
one
gas station to the next. That's about all it does now.
So what else you got on the weekend?
Hey, coming up a little later in the show, you're going to want to stay tuned for this.
Yeah.
Here's the question, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What does a Roman, a penny, and the pyramids have in common?
I don't know.
All right, you're going to want to stay tuned for that because that's on History Home Pro Style with the Home Pro Guys. That's coming up a little later in the show.
Yeah.
But now back to number two on our weekend planner.
Yeah.
That is your patio furniture.
You have patio furniture you're going to give me?
How did you jump there?
Well, because I remember one year, didn't you, you bought, some extra patio furniture, right? And then it was sitting out front, and you said, "Hey, you want some or something?"
Well, yeah.
Didn't you,
get that was then, not now.
But where is that? I'm ready.
Somebody,
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
You waited too long, Grasshopper.
So do you really have your patio furniture out still?
I do, because I don't have any place really to put it.
Yeah. What do you mean? My house. You can put it in my house.
No.
I got a nice deck.
No.
It's ready to go.
See, it'll be outside too.
It'll be, my place, which is way better than your place for me, serves a purpose.
But if you have patio furniture, some of us, that has to live outside all year long, make sure you take the cushions in and clean them off. Spray them off, scrub them down, spray a little bit of soapy compound on them and spray them off so the dirt's gone.
Yeah.
Let them dry on your front porch, in your garage, let them dry and then put them away. Then the outside furniture that lives outside all year long, make sure you cover it up. You can buy
with
nice
a tarp, a big blue tarp.
A blue one.
Big
and
blue
duct
one.
Duct tape. Lots of duct tape.
No, Clorox bottles, half filled with water.
Exactly. That's what you need to do. No. What am I saying?
Yeah.
No.
You know, a good investment, I got to say, is one of those deck things that you can put all that furniture in outside or that you can put, all the cushions in. You don't
exactly
want to, because we're, bringing it in. What's that?
I know.
It's like, what's
yeah
that? And what is that about? You always see this furniture. Everybody trying to get rid of their furniture. It's like one of those commodities that's replaceable. And how long should patio furniture really last? Really? Do you have any idea? I mean, it seems like it's replaceable every couple of years or every year, especially if a storm hits and you've left it out and weren't listening to John and Kevin trying to tell you to bring it in.
All mine's powder-coated iron, so it should last a long time.
Well, your new stuff? What was the old stuff that you were giving me?
Powder-coated aluminum.
Oh, yeah.
No. Kynar finished aluminum. It's not, powder coat that. Yeah. You paint it with a...
So what did I miss out on? Did I miss out on, like, a lot of stuff or just a little bit?
Well, about a 40-foot container.
Really?
Yeah, it wouldn't have been full, though.
Didn't something happen? Like, you bought it, and then you guys had made a donation or something, and then they took that, too? You bought a brand new one.
I forgot about that. So yeah. Have you ever done that?
No.
You buy something brand new, it's still in the box, and then you call the donation company to come and pick up some really nice stuff, and they take everything.
So didn't that happen?
It did happen. New stuff? Yeah, somebody was, wow, this stuff's brand new.
Yeah, what was that? What did that look like? Or do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
That was a donation. Yeah, so what else you got going over there? I'm looking at your list.
So anyway, it is wintertime. Get ready. Make sure everything is outside, is all put away, and it's all set and ready. Yeah. And that's right. Hey, let's jump to one of your favorite topics.
Oh.
Electronics.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I happen to know, for those of you that don't know, Kevin is an electronic genius, and I'm an electronic moron.
Well, I go with half of that.
And maybe even an idiot. Maybe even an electronic idiot. It's something I don't get. And Kevin, what he touches turns to gold. So, Kevin, how many times have you been to a job site and said to yourself, I really wish I had just a construction-grade laptop computer.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a new product out. Have you heard about that?
Well, Rigid.
I'm sorry, John. They're aiming for you today.
That's what this...
Yeah, so let's talk about this now, because I know about this.
I know.
You're surprised I know about it, or I'm surprised you know about it.
Dell Computers is now making a construction-grade laptop.
Yeah.
And they're putting the Rigid name on it. Rigid is a tool company.
Yes.
And this thing is encased, I don't know if it's military-grade, but it's encased in rubber, and you can apparently drop it from 3 feet, and it'll bounce 4 feet like the Super Bowl. Just kidding about that.
Yeah.
But it'll stay intact.
We should test it.
It won't get damaged.
Yeah.
Get it? We should.
Well, no, here's the thing about some, you mentioned Rigid, so let's talk about Rigid for a second, because I like the laptop. I got to tell you, they got a great little laptop that's out. But here's the thing that I've noticed is that some of Rigid stuff, the Pro line? Is it the Pro line they got? They got like three lines of products, right? And they got the low one, the middle one, and the upper one.
Well, according to the information I have in front of me, it's called Fully Rugged.
Yeah.
Semi-rugged.
Yeah.
Standard.
See,
and semi-rugged tablet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So those are the...
What's your point?
Well, the point is they have a whole series of these for... Yeah. Now we should rename these real quickly.
Okay.
Okay, the fully rugged should be John's.
Fully rugged.
Yeah, the semi-rugged should be John's Extra.
Yeah.
And the standard just needs to be Kevin's.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the tablet... They should hook a chop side of the standard or to this tablet size.
Why do you say that?
Well, I don't know. Just different. I don't think anybody's done that before.
Are you getting one? Is this because you're going to get me one of these? Are you getting me one of these?
It's now time for the next segment of the show.
I see how it goes.
It is. Hey, stay tuned, everybody. And if you've ever asked yourself the question, what does a Roman, a penny, and the pyramids have in common? You're going to want to stay tuned for that. And a little later in the show, when we go green, you got to ask yourself the question, what's better, real or plastic? We'll be right back here on Around the Home and More. Hang tough, everybody.
We'll be back with Around the Home and More with Kevin and John after this. To be a part of the show, call toll-free at 866-712-1300. That's 866-712-1300. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin with Around Home and More. John and I would like to send a big shout out to you this Christmas season. Heartbeat Serving Wounded Warriors is a great charity that John and I support wholeheartedly. We'd appreciate it if you check them out online at heartbeatforwarriors.com. Great people doing great things. Enjoy your Christmas.
Glory to God, oh, glory in the highest, oh, come let us adore Him, oh, come let us adore Him, oh, come let us adore Him. Oh, come let us adore.